Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There you go, Mace. Head to toe, LAFC for Mace here. The cap, the scarf, the kit, the whole thing. You are decked out.
Basically, the free box that they sent.
Yes, the free box.
Well, you put it. You've got the right color tie on, John.
Yes,
you've got the gold tie.
Yes, I'm in black and gold because I had to marry myself to LAFC and the Laker game at the same time.
Nice.
3XL jersey. That's Travis.
Are you doing some TV stuff today?
No, not till later.
Okay,
not till tonight. Yeah. But by the way, shout out! Happy birthday, Mike Trudell. Mike Trudell.
Happy birthday, Trudell.
Happy birthday. The little general runs our fantasy basketball league.
The little general.
Yeah, the little general.
He vetoes trades.
I bet he's got an iron fist.
Oh, he's serious about it. Serious about it. Now, Sliwa, your jersey trades. Is a how big? Look at this.
Take your jacket off and show him the back. Show him the back.
What is the size of this?
But if you were wearing an actual soccer uniform, they'd make you tuck it in, right? It's NBA. Yeah.
But it'd be like a dragster where the parachute pops out the back. If he started running,
is that your name on the back of it?
It's his, it's his.
So I have mine, right?
Yeah.
It's got my name on it.
Yes, Travis and Travis.
Two of them? I have two. Did you have some affiliation with them at some point?
No, but we were doing the morning show with Key and LZ.
Oh, okay.
We would go do, season opening show.
I remember you guys doing a remote from there, and Will Ferrell showed up. Right?
One of the highlights of my career, frankly. I mean, it was amazing. So I had a couple of jerseys. I knew Al Kitts, excuse me.
Yeah.
Al did not, so I wanted to hook him up.
One of my lifetime highlights, I'm in New Orleans, and Will Ferrell is at a Laker game filming a movie called Daddy's Home with Mark Wahlberg.
Sure.
Matter of fact, Billy Mack and Stu are in that movie. They were on the court when they filmed this scene. Will Ferrell is like trying to get his kids back, and his now ex-wife has run off with Mark Wahlberg, and he goes crazy at a Pelicans game.
Okay.
And where they give you the shot where you got to shoot from half court to make a shot. He shows up drunk and throws it at a cheerleader and blah, blah. So in downtime, I walked up to him and I go, "Hey, Will, my name is," he goes, "John Ireland."
Oh,
I go, "Wow." And he told me he met you. He had met you the year before. He goes, "I listen to you guys all the time."
Yeah. When I met
matter of fact, did he somehow meet your mom?
Yeah, met my mom. So this,
because he said that to me. He goes, I've already met Mason. I met his mom.
Yeah. So when I was I was the honorary Falconer at the LAFC, which was a life highlight, was just crazy cool. Will Ferrell was there, and after the Falcon took off and attacked the target, Will said, "Come on down," and I went to the 3252, and it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
He knew who I was right away, Steve Mason. And we get back, and we're walking off the field, and my mom and not stepdad Leo were there, and I introduced Will Ferrell, and Will Ferrell said to my mom, "I've heard you on the radio." My mom was absolutely thrilled
Cool.
It was really cool.
So we were doing the show at the bank a couple years ago, and Key and LZ and I are on the, at the podium or the desk. We're doing the show, and we're facing the crowd. And in the back of the room, I see this guy that walks in, and he's tall, and he's maybe, 30 or 40 yards away. I'm like, that looks a little like Will Ferrell. And he starts getting closer, and I realize it is Will Ferrell. And we kind of make eye contact with each other across the room. Keep in mind, the audience can't see him because he came in the back. I'm looking out at the audience.
Right.
So we kind of have that moment, and I look at him, I'm like, "You want to come over here?" And he goes, "Yeah, sure." So he starts coming over. He comes around the corner. Everybody sees him. They go crazy. It's Will Ferrell.
Right.
So we finish the segment. We go to the break. And I'm like, "I get that but why? We didn't know you were coming." He goes, "Well, I was taking my kids to school and I was just listening to you guys. I was in the neighborhood." I'm like, "Whoa. You listen to the show?" He goes, "I listen to you guys every
morning." All the time.
Such one of those moments, like Will Ferrell listens to the things we say. Just
really
an incredible
moment. And a really nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Really nice guy.
Very nice.
Give him a 710 shirt.
I should have given him my Travis LAFC jersey.
I finally did get a ticket to the game tomorrow.
You did?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I got a ticket from Sam Pines, so I get to go to the game. I was like, I was doing everything I could shy of paying for. Everything I could shy of handing my credit card over. And I did manage to get in, so I'll be with all the 710 people tomorrow at the game. I'm really excited about it.
So where does your Lindsay Lohan passion spring from? Because I think, John, I think you and I are the
That's
last
directed
two.
Directed in Ireland, by the way.
You and I are the last two people on Lindsay Island. I don't think anybody else is holding out hope.
I love hot girl train wrecks. Always have. And she is like the patron saint of hot girl train wrecks. And as I always do when I talk about Lindsay, let me just start by saying, she's just misunderstood.
Sure.
And whenever I say it, my wife goes, oh, she's understood just fine. But I'm surprised she has not spun off the planet.
She's got a new single coming out. Jingle Bell Rock from her Falling for Christmas album tonight at midnight.
Yeah, he's going to buy it.
It's going to be like Taylor Swift. Like
yes.
So, Travis, this is a major image pivot. Because her last big thing was the canyons. Did you see the canyons?
I've seen the parts I needed to see.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough to sit. It's tough to sit all the way through.
Yeah, it's not great.
But I've done it.
Oh, you watched
research.
The whole thing?
Oh, yeah. And it might not be X, but it's close.
Yeah.
And it's definitely NC-17.
Yeah.
You say?
There's some stuff in there that's not, you know. Sure.
But you saw the parts you needed to
the
see.
The movie is terrible.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
The parts that I've seen.
Well, you
seen,
know, the male lead in that
James Dean is
a full-fledged porn star.
Oh, yeah. Right. I remember this movie.
And I'm surprised you watched this movie. This movie is like, first of all, it's so bad. After 10 minutes, I'm surprised you didn't check it out.
I remember seeing it. It was just trash, right?
Oh, it's... It might be the worst movie ever made, start to finish.
Lindsay Lohan.
Caddyshack 2.
Lindsay Lohan did
Jackie Mason.
Stupidest things of all time. She actually got a DUI in front of a police station.
Oh,
that sounds like my girl right there.
She was driving down 4th Street in Santa Monica and was weaving, apparently, and got pulled over and got a DUI. Of all the places to drive, in front of a police station is stupid.
Yeah, I was going to walk around the block a few times. Al was telling a story. I forget how we got on the subject, but I was telling a story when I was working for Jim. We took a trip to Utah to do the tour stops we used to do.
Yeah.
And we'd always go out to dinner with station management and whatnot. And so we're sitting at dinner. I knew this guy for 10 minutes, one of the people from the station. I don't remember who it was. And they took a bite off my plate.
Well,
in the
Mace,
middle of
Mace,
the
what would you do? A guy that you barely even know says, hey, that looks pretty good. Yeah, it's really good. Can I get a bite?
Because you don't know the guy.
I don't know the guy.
And I was getting ready to cut him off a bite and kind of, you know,
takes
here you
his
go.
Fork.
Took a scoop
and
off my plate.
In.
Took a scoop off my
was
plate.
Was it a clean fork?
It was his fork that he was using.
I was telling the guy
for 15 minutes. John,
Michael,
am I telling this?
Stuck his finger in Billy Mack's
right,
soup.
So broadcaster dinner in Vegas 5-6 years ago. And Billy Mack orders lobster bisque.
Okay.
And it arrives, and Michael's just kind of bored because his food hasn't arrived yet. So when Bill's not looking, Michael just takes his finger and whips it through the soup to try it.
It's aggressive.
And Billy Mack, and Michael is a germaphobe.
Right, Michael's a germaphobe, so he's exposing Billy Mack to germs.
And Billy Mack saw the tail end of it. He goes, what are you doing? Michael goes, I wanted to try it. He goes, well, it's my soup. Could you have maybe used a spoon? He goes, I don't need one. I don't need one.
That is
no,
so
that's
gross.
Not the point of the story.
Yeah. No, yeah. I would not do that. I mean, if it's somebody I don't know, it's ridiculous. I'll share food with family or whatever but you share a dessert
what do you do with
family.
I'd known this guy for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and he took a giant bite.
What do you do with the bread?
Plate.
When the bread comes out for the table.
You have no choice but to pick it up and tear it.
So that's what Michael's saying. Well, Billy Mack, you grab the bread at the table.
That's community bread.
Yeah, no, the bread is for everybody, and you do have to reach out and tear a piece off.
A little bit different than taking that finger and going through the soup.
Oh, yeah, completely different.
So you guys know Alex downstairs, security guard?
Oh, yeah, Alex.
Okay, so
big listener to the station.
Not here today.
I saw him.
He was here this morning.
Okay.
He might not be here right now.
I got him.
So I go downstairs, and I'm coming back in the building, and he stops and he says, hey, you got a second? Yeah, what's up? And he asks me, have you ever met Jerry Jones? And I stopped, and I'm like, yeah, I think once, a long time ago, I was at a Super Bowl party with Jerry Jones, and I got introduced to him. And he says to me, is this you? And he hands me, and he shows me his phone with that picture.
Oh, wow.
And so hand that to John real quick. And so I'd never seen that picture before. Picture's 20 years old. We figured out what it is. I'm 30 years old in that picture.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a detective.
And so I'm like
Jerry Jones pre-plastic surgery.
Right.
Yeah. How so would Alex have noticed this?
He stumbled across the picture, and it's a picture of Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, but I'm in the background of the picture, but not super small.
Yeah, it says Sunday Night Football on NBC, and they're promoting on this day in 1989, they're showing Jerry Jones on a post for NBC, and they put it on Instagram. And there is Travis Rogers in the background.
And so I'd never seen this picture before. I'm kind of like, wow, this is kind of neat. I'd never seen it. I come in, I show Emily, I show Taylor, like, wow, where was the picture? What were you doing? All of these things, all these follow-up. I showed Greg, and Greg, I show Al, and Al's response was, that looks kind of like that taco picture we took a couple of days ago. Then he starts asking Parker about his Laker hat. Could not have had any less interest in it at all. No follow-up questions.
Wait a minute. That surprises you? That's been sleazy from the beginning.
But it's a very necessary reminder.
You tell a story like this once a week.
How little he cares about my deal. Really,
John,
like my backstory.
He has an 87-88 back-to-back Laker hat I've never seen before.
Michael Thompson on those teams.
Just the timing of it was bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But Travis, I'm not surprised at all. That was when we did the Trial of the Century. That was the thing that surprised me.
I didn't use him. I didn't use him.
Slee
sitting right there.
Well, here's the. But no, the thing that surprised me most is Alan. At the heart of his argument was Ireland doesn't like. He's not very friendly when we go to the games, and I'm like, pot, meat, kettle. Yeah. I'm like, well, what are you talking about?
But is this not a mildly interesting photograph? That
I think it is.
I mean, it's
I think
unusual.
It's
kind
of cool.
I'm thrilled. I sent it to my kids. Their reaction was, where did that come from? Where were you doing there? When did you meet him? What's that Laker hat all about?
Yeah.
Not my best moment, Mace.
No, I
should have gave a little more attention.
You know, Ramona and I were at a Lakers game a couple of years ago, and it was the one where Britney Spears showed up. Britney Spears was at a game.
And Mason was sitting.
I remember.
Me
I know
and
exactly
Ramona
what you're
sitting
about.
Right behind her. So when the picture ran in the New York Post, there was me and Momo. And it almost looked like we were sitting on each side of her. It was so friggin' cool.
Do you know who's in the middle of that picture?
Who? You?
It was me.
You were in the picture, too?
I'm not in the picture.
How are you getting
I'm obstructed
these...
by Britney.
Oh, you were sitting between
I
us?
I was sitting between the two of you.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
So, yes.
You came this close.
I was that close to being on the New York...
Because it was back page of the New York Post.
Yes, and I remember
page.
Seeing it go, you got to be kidding me. I am obstructed perfectly by Britney.
Wow. What a shame.
What a shame. I still had questions for you. It's pretty cool. Did you see it? Nothing. Yeah, good nothing. Thing I didn't have a Laker hat on that
Yeah,
day.
nothing. I was talking to Juan last night, and I was thinking, you know, in a weird way, I feel like I know everybody at the station more than everybody knows everybody else at the station because I've done those podcasts.
Right.
Like, I know a lot about you. I know a lot about everybody in the station because I've done those podcasts, and, you know, we sort of dig deep on them. So, Slee, maybe you should interview Travis. This would be interesting. You should interview Travis.
That's actually a good idea.
To find out his life.
Yeah.
Find out more about Trav.
But I feel like I know a lot about you.
Everything that we talked about in your pod,
yeah.
I'm sure I've mentioned 90% of it to him at one point or
and
another.
And it just doesn't stick.
It just doesn't stick. Yeah. It's a rubber wall.
That's what they say about Slee. Very self-absorbed. Slee is a very self-absorbed man. He does not really care about anybody around him.
I'm a bastard. I am looking for, if you Google search Ramona, Britney Spears, and Steve Mason, nothing's come
Nothing
up so far.
Up.
But I want to see that. I really want to see that.
All right, so Trav, I'm going to throw you my phone.
All right.
This, speaking like, of weird pictures, so... Last year, maybe 2 years ago, we're landing in Cleveland, Chicago, somewhere in the Midwest, and this picture gets put on Lakers.com. And then it gets picked up by LeBron, and it gets put on his Instagram page, which has like 40 million
right.
followers.
Okay.
All right. So it's just a picture of us landing in Cleveland, getting off the plane, and I happen to be directly behind LeBron as he's walking down the stairs.
Right.
So the picture gets taken. And I don't know any of this, but I am All of a sudden, my phone starts ringing, Mace.
Yes.
All of a sudden, my phone, I start.
We're all like finding pictures.
Yeah. I start getting
emails
and texts from people that I haven't heard from in like 30 years.
Okay.
Can you get me tickets? Can you do this? Can you do that? I'm like,
I do not know what you do for a living.
What the hell? Did I take an ad out and not like do it on the ad? So, yeah, the cameo in the back of a famous person can knock you for a loop.
No, I just don't know how I never saw the picture. By the way, your picture,
Ramona Mace, and Mace are everywhere.
I think I'm to Ramona's right in that picture. Oh, okay, I'm not between. Right. I think I'm to her right.
I see
right.
Your hand.
Yeah, I think.
I see
because
your
I
hand.
Remember sitting with you guys and seeing the picture. It's like, I got so close.
Well, another
but
time.
LeBron's another level.
Another time, Mason and somebody else had squeezed Michael Wilbon. Like, and it was, see if you can find that picture.
Yeah.
So basically, Mason, to quote a famous U.S. senator, likes a wide stance. and so Mason is sitting in his media seat with a wide stance.
Okay.
And Wilbon is next to him. And the person on the other side is somebody we knew. Mace, who was it on the other side?
I think it's Jalen Rose. It was the entire contact crew.
Yeah, that's Jalen Rose, Paul Pierce, Maria Taylor, Wilbon, and Mace.
Okay, which one of these things
but look
does
at,
not
look
belong?
At how uncomfortable Wilbon looks there. He is literally, he is
in.
So jammed in because Mason is doing a wide stance. It went so viral.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, Jalen and Mace
Paul Pierce
are both in a huge wide stance. It's, yeah, so is Pierce.
And Wilbon's like sort of shrunk it in
like,
between
like
us.
A little kid in the middle seat.
And Wilbon's not a little guy.
No, not at all.
And so we actually ended up calling Wilbon and getting him on the show and sending him this picture. And I went, Michael, I think I need to apologize for everyone that works with the Lakers that you were put in this position. And he goes, guys, I hate to ruin your fun. He goes, don't even remember. Don't even remember being squeezed. Wasn't uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was so
look how intimate of a moment Brittany is with her man, and there's Steve and Ramona just in the background.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And
look
trust
at this intimate moment.
Trust me when I tell you.
And there's Mace and Ramona.
Here's the difference between Mason and Ireland in one photo. The first thing I gravitate to in that picture, Brittany's cleavage. The first thing Mason gravitates to, I can't believe she stuck her head in front of the money shot. You can only see half
she
my face. She's
blocking my view.
She knew what she was doing.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Mason and Ireland coming up next. Go Rams!
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Ah! So much going on this weekend. We're all black and gold today. Jorge's got his jersey on. Bergman's got his jersey on. Ireland wore a black and gold suit today.
Yeah, I'm marrying the LAFC to the Laker game tonight. I've got a weekend. I don't know which way is up. Laker game tonight.
Yep.
LAFC tomorrow. Sunday, Laker day game. Fly to Salt Lake City. Oh. Monday, Salt Lake City. Yep. Lakers in Salt Lake. And then Tuesday.
Now, are you
here.
Going to the LAFC game?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't have time to even go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I decided I can't do the double. I decided not to do the double, go from LAFC to USC.
So what'd you do? What'd you do with your USC tickets?
I was going to go with Cappy to Boney's box.
Oh, okay. So you're just passing on that.
Boney, I think he... Hey, hey, Mike Bone, should we, is your nickname Boney?
That is not accurate.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
By the way, we're on YouTube today. Go to ESPN LA Go to YouTube /ESPN LA. And we are, we're doing that on YouTube. Okay. So, John, you're gonna make fun of me for this, and that's
no,
fine.
Me never.
I don't care one bit. But I was talking to Bergman today, and one of the things I said is the Rams are playing this weekend at Tampa Bay. A couple of nuggets. Cam Akers is practicing with the Rams.
Yeah.
Though McVay will not commit to he's going to play on Sunday.
Yeah, and Cam Akers said something stupid yesterday when he was talking to the. Do we have that, Greg? When Cam Akers, I thought Travis and Sleep played it. Cam Akers was asked, well, where you been?
Yep.
And he basically said, I don't know. I didn't do anything. You know, listen to this.
I want to know the same thing. I don't know what happened. I was prepared because I had to be. I don't know where it came from or how it happened, but it don't matter at this point. I'm here in house, back with the team, so I'm happy.
And then later in that, they said, well, why do you think it got to where it did? And
I never asked to not be a part of the team. I never asked to not play. I never asked to not practice. So
that was Sean's decision.
I don't know whose it was, but it wasn't mine.
All right. You did something.
Yeah.
And as we often say in this show, the hardest part of any job is doing what your boss wants, and you didn't do it.
Correct.
They have elected to cover your ass and not say what you did. But Sean McVay is not in the business of benching people for no reason. To turn around and throw Sean McVay under the bus is stupid. I think Sean is smart enough where he's going to look the other way on it and just play him because
yes.
Cam Akers is the best running back.
Yep.
But shut up. You did something. Cam Akers, you really want us to believe that Sean McVay, whose whole act has been to fall on the sword for players since he got here. When players act like idiots, when they fumble inside, hello, Cam Akers, fumble inside the red zone on more than one occasion, Sean McVay astoundingly takes the blame.
I need to do a better job.
I could have put him in a better situation. Coach, what are you talking about? He just dropped the ball. No, that was on me. You think he, in a year where his team has a losing record, decided to bench you for no reason? Really? Yeah. That's what you're going with? Shut up. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you can play. But we've been around Sean McVay for 5 years, and we know he's not making it up. You did something. They've been nice enough not to tell us what it was. But for you to act, what did I do? Is just insulting.
It's dumb, and McVay will take the high road where there's where there's less traffic. I just heard that expression. Take the high road where there's less traffic.
That's good advice.
And I think that here's the thing about him. He's their best running back. God bless Ronnie Rivers and Darrell Henderson can catch the ball out of the backfield. All that we saw last year towards the end of the season and into the playoffs until those two fumbles. In the Tampa Bay game, in the the semifinals?
An NFC Championship
NFC
game, right?
No,
it was before that. It was the second round.
Second round. And they need a running game. And they went out and they shopped around and they tried to find somebody to run the football, and they weren't able to do it at the trade deadline. So I'm not surprised. I am surprised Cam's coming back. Normally after there's a falling out, that's sort of it. They did try to trade him. Reportedly,
right,
and maybe even turn down some lowball offers on Cam. Their best opportunity, I think, is to play him. The other nugget about the Rams game on Sunday against Tampa is that Cooper Kupp is questionable, but looks like he's going to play.
Well, that would help, because if he doesn't, I think they're dead.
He is called their offense.
Yeah, exactly.
and John, you're going to make fun of me, and that's fine, but I think, again, this is another must-win game for the Rams.
I'll bet you any amount. I'll let you set the amount of mythical money,
okay,
and I'll take Tampa.
No.
What do you want to bet?
He only has $3,000.
You want to bet it all? How confident are you?
I need to look.
$1,500?
We've got to go an entire year with $3,000 mythical dollars.
If you have confidence in your team, I'm letting you set the amount.
I'll throw a grand.
Okay.
Throw a grand. If the Rams...
Yeah, they ain't winning this game.
If the Rams... And they've got a two-game winning streak against Tampa, and Tampa's been awful. So, here's the deal. If they win, they have to go 5-4 to get to 9. And I think that's
doable. And if they lose, they got to go 6-3?
They got to go 6-3. And they're not going 6-3. That's why I think Sunday is absolutely must win. You can't fall to 3-5.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
And there is no rule, by the way, if they fall to 3-5 that says they can't go 6-3 down the stretch.
I mean, they've got the Chiefs, they've got the Chargers twice, or the they've got the Seahawks twice, they've got the Packers, they've got a really tough schedule the rest of the way. If you go to 3-5, I will change my attitude about the team.
Okay.
This is going to be a fun year. Hey, if they get on a hot streak, great, but I think it's unlikely.
Yeah, I think that this is a loss. Them going to Tampa. If the game was here, I'd pick the Rams. But I think going to Tampa, I don't know how that offense, that Ram offense, scores on the Tampa Bay defense. Now, I don't think Tampa's going to score. The best bet's probably the under.
Yeah, I think that's what Anita Mark said yesterday, take the under.
But she also said if she had to bet it, she'd bet Tampa, and I agree with her. I think she's right.
Boy, rough. Are you taking Tampa too, Bergman?
I mean, yeah, I kind of like that team. Either both teams are not playing very well. I just don't see
anything. Yeah, neither team's very good.
No, but I don't see the offense being enough from
How the Rams
going to score?
That's the issue. I think that's the issue.
Well, I mean, Cooper Kupp, we've seen Allen Robinson more involved. Van Jefferson hasn't quite clicked into things yet. I don't think he had any catches in that game the other day, but the offensive line was better in that game. Matthew Stafford only sacked twice. He had been the leader in most times sacked of any NFL starting quarterback, so the offensive line with Edwards coming back made a big difference. I don't think it's, I'll just say, it's a week-to-week league, John. It's a week-to-week league.
You're just Mr. Cliche today. Must win, week-to-week league. Next thing you're going to say, it's make or miss league. It's
NBA. Hey, John, it is what it is, okay?
Yeah,
it is what it is. Okay, so...
Take it 1 week at a time.
Yeah, 1 week at a
time. We're on the same page, my man.
There you go, coach. So, John, I misspoke the other day.
You? Never.
Yeah, I did misspeak. I said on the air, if you have any jobs... Mm-hmm. That you want to offer me?
Yeah.
Don't.
Yep.
I want to add something to that.
Caveat.
Unless it's an acting job.
Oh, you're back into that now.
Yeah.
You want to be back on TV again.
No. I want to act.
So TV or movies.
The craft of or stage. Maybe it's time for me to get back on the boards, John.
Stage. Well, what do you think you're qualified for?
I'll tell you. Next, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
It Friday.
That's right. Anything goes today. Generally speaking, on the show on Fridays, what happens is we've got this gigantic shared document that has.
Yeah, I think
all
I put more things in my email this morning than I ever have.
There are
like 30 things in there,
and we're just going to work our way through them throughout the day today. But you asked a question. And I will give you an answer.
Mason.
So I, John, was at one point. You said, "What are my qualifications?"
Yeah.
For being
no. What are you? What are you looking for? What do you feel that you would be good at? What role would you? Would be in your sweet spot?
Yes. Okay. So I think any procedural I would be really good at. Anything by Dick Wolf, CSI this, The Rookie that, Chicago Fire, any of those shows I'd be awesome for. And I'm not, I am a trained actor.
Yeah. Here's the problem.
Yeah. You've seen me act.
Yeah. With acting. Yeah. You're good. But here's the problem. Mm-hmm. I've done a couple of cameos over the years in projects, and at least in the case of one of them, I had to leave. You get there at 6 in the morning,
right?
And you're there until like 10 o'clock at night, and you're just waiting. Anthony Hopkins, the great, I think it's now Sir Anthony
Hopkins.
Yes,
I think it is.
Used to have a line, "We're paid to wait."
Yeah, it's true.
And it is such a tedious process.
But John, it's an art. It's a craft.
Oh my gosh.
It's a craft. But like Ramona says, she's doing the Sterling Affair right now. She's the executive.
Well, how are we
producer.
Not going to be media members in the Sterling Affairs? Can't we be at one of the press conferences or something?
I can play reporter guy. Easy. You can play reporter guy.
Yeah. So my friend Eric Johnson, who was the last player that Bill Walsh drafted,
yes,
is working on a movie about his life.
Okay,
about Bill Walsh's life. And so I said, I want to roll. Just put me in the gallery. Yeah. I've always been jealous of Michael Roth, who is in the White House press room,
right,
in one of the biggest episodes of West Wing, 18th and Potomac, when Mrs. Landingham gets killed.
Yep.
And Michael Roth's there in the middle. Him and Rick Garcia are there in the
Rick
middle.
Rick Garcia.
Like, oh, I got a question, President Bartlett. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want a cameo as a reporter, or I want to get killed on like a Dick Wolf show.
On a Dick Wolf show is perfect.
Yeah, I thought it would have been great if we could have gone on Game of Thrones and got killed.
I'd want to be the person that discovers the body. On Law and Order.
You can discover me. I want to be
right,
dead.
Right. Like, you know, there's always the opening scene of Law and Order is always
because
like,
I figured that'll keep me from having to spend 18 hours there that day.
It's like people in a spin class just and they walk out and all of a sudden there's a dead body and they fall.
Right.
Exactly. That's exactly what's going on there. All right. So I want to ask you this. This has been on the sheet all week long. Carolina kicker Eddie Pinheiro. Missed an extra point in a 33-yard field goal this past week. Fans have been very, very upset in Carolina, the ones that are still sticking with the
team.
Yeah,
well, wait a minute. He missed two field goals.
Right, he missed a field goal and then did he miss two field goals and a long extra point?
So, but this is, with the game on the line, he had a chance to win it.
Right.
At the end of regulation. And he shanked it.
So
the game goes overtime. But then Carolina gets the ball in overtime and gets him even closer.
Yes.
He has like a chip shot.
Yep.
And he missed that too.
So,
and they ended up losing.
Kenny Albert, before the game, was calling the game.
Yes, Marv's son.
And he was describing what Eddie Pinheiro was doing during warm-ups.
And plus, we asked the most pressing questions of the day to every Panther in the locker room. What's the best Halloween candy? And is candy corn good? Eddie Pinheiro taking some pregame selfies out there. You won't believe what some of the Panthers said in the locker room in regards to that candy. We got more.
Taking some pregame selfies. Now, during warm-ups, on the field.
Sounds like you.
Is it appropriate? Is he... should he be criticized for focusing on his social media instead of getting ready for the game?
It's not a good look.
Terrible look.
But that's what these guys do. Who was the Cincinnati kicker? What's that guy's name? He's really good. He, at the Super Bowl last year,
yep,
left the locker room and came out and watched the halftime show.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
Evan McPherson?
Yeah, Evan McPherson just said, screw it, I want to see who was performing. You were there. Who's
the Dre and Snoop?
Oh,
and
yeah,
it was the big
Kendrick.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
He just went out and sat on the bench. Watched the whole thing. And apparently the coach was mad about it afterwards, but he didn't care. He wanted to see the show.
Yeah, I think it's a really bad look. Bergman, bad look?
I mean, it's a bad look, but I don't know.
But I mean, here's the thing. I think everybody's probably out there. Do you think everybody's out there taking selfies? No, it's probably just the kicker. The kicker and the punter. That's it.
I mean, really, they just have to do their job. They don't have to really warm up with everybody else as much as, you know, like, you don't care if Stafford warming up is more important than Evan McPherson warming
up.
Right. You know, who cares?
So what's worse, either that or Mark Sanchez eating a hot dog on the sidelines? He got caught by a camera eating a hot dog once.
When he was playing?
Yeah.
When he was.
Steve, who wins the AFC West this year?
Well, five words for you. I believe in Mark Sanchez.
Oh, no. Yes.
Oh, no.
Jen Lana. Jen Lana.
I don't think Sanchez ever played a game for the Broncos after Mason said that.
No. He was, by the way, pictured on the sidelines during a game as the backup quarterback, or maybe even as the third guy, eating a hot dog. Probably not locked into the game at that point.
Yeah.
Probably a lack of focus. But
the kicker's always going to play.
Yes, correct. Always going to play. All right, let's move to the... Okay, so this is a little dilemma, John, that I've got right now. So I have got neighbors. Let me see if I can describe this. I've got a neighbor that I share a backyard with that is not on my street.
Okay.
So it backs up to my yard.
Okay.
So I don't know these people.
I have the same situation.
Yeah, so I have no idea who these people are.
Yeah.
But they're obviously not home because for the last month... Every 5 minutes, the smoke alarm has beeped to let you know that it needs new batteries.
And you can hear it at your house.
We can hear it at our house loud and every 5 minutes. Like, we were out in the jacuzzi every 5 minutes. I don't think, given that we don't know how to reach these people, given that phone number, address, email, nothing, I don't know that we have any way to help them or to, frankly, help us.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
You're not helping them.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't want their house to burn down. So their smoke detector isn't working, right? So it wouldn't go off. But is there any way for me to deal with this situation?
Well, if it's still beeping, it's still working. It means it's got a little juice left.
Yeah, then it's still living warm.
Well, this is another, like, example number 1,000 of your isolationist view of neighborhoods. I know every one of my neighbors and have every one of their phone numbers. I know all their kids. I know where they are. I know how to get them. If this happened in my neighborhood, I would either text or call the guy and go, hey, your smoke alarm's going off. You want me to go in there and turn it off? Because nobody in my neighborhood even locks their doors.
So here's the thing. Let me ask you a question. Do you think more people are like you in Los Angeles or more people are like me in Los Angeles?
I think in Los Angeles.
You know every one of your neighbors, every cell phone number, text with everybody,
on
doors
my,
unlocked.
On my street, yeah.
Right. I would say more people are like me than you. I know three neighbors.
I agree. I think more people in L.A. are like you. More people in Manhattan Beach are like me.
Right.
I think Manhattan Beach is close-knit.
Yeah, because you live in Mayberry.
Pleasantville.
Like Aunt Bee just made a pie.
No, like, do you ever see the movie Pleasantville?
Yeah,
where everything's in black and
everything's
white?
Everything's in black and white.
All the
That's
kids go out to warm up for basketball and every shot goes in? That's where I live.
Do you know more than three of your neighbors, Bergman?
I know every single one of my neighbors. Well, not all of them, but I know most of them. And talk to them as I walk into my apartment every
Bergman, day. How about this? If one of my neighbors is having a party, I can just walk in.
Thank you. Thank you.
You can. You can just walk into their house.
I can just, well, we often, everybody on my street often does.
A lot.
Like, if we're having a party, I'll just look up and go, hey, Matt, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, I saw you're having a party. I hear you want a beer? Here, get, take.
Oh, Jorge.
Jorge, every 5 minutes for the rest of the show.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what's happening. By the way,
to me, am I the only one this happens to? I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating this or embellishing in any way. The last 10 times I've had to change the battery in a smoke detector, it's always in the middle of the night.
Of course it is. Of course it is. It's on purpose.
Why can't it go at 2 in the afternoon? I'd be happy to change it then. I'm like, come on.
2 a.m.
Every time. No, and it's always between, like, I don't sleep. So it's always between 1 and 5. You know, it's like that's when it beeps, between 1 and 5.
So tomorrow I'm going to LAFC. Sunday I'm going to watch the Rams game. You know what I'm doing before the Rams game?
Getting stoned.
Putting up Christmas decorations.
It's too early, man.
Too early, man.
Wait Christmas, till Black Friday.
I love me some Christmas, man. I hate Halloween. I love Christmas. Can't start soon enough. It was a tradition in the family. We always put our Christmas decorations up very, very early. All right.
Too early. It's Thanksgiving time.
No, it's Thanksgiving. I have a retort. It's
Friday. I think I'd rather hear the beep.
Every time I hear that beep, I'm going to play. It's
Friday. We won't annoy anybody today. So
listen to Mason Ireland where you can hear the beeping.
Yeah. Watch them on YouTube.com.
our ratings are, you can just hear them sucking down. The sucking sound.
Sucking sound.
I'm skipping that one because Jorge wanted that one. All right, here you go.
Look at that hate.
No, Jorge wanted this one.
By the way, I
got to load it in.
Jorge, I parked next to you in the parking garage. Yeah. Do you leave that obnoxious Niners poncho on your seat everywhere you go?
No, I just haven't taken it down since I did.
I'm surprised your car hasn't been broken into as a Los Angelino.
As an Angelino.
It's just going to be... whatever happens to Mason every time it plays.
John, a man after your own heart.
Who's that?
He has set a record for most golf played in a year. I want to compare his golf habits with your golf habits.
All right, so how much has he played?
I will tell you. Next, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about Jacob Imrani. This weekend's here. You probably got big plans. You're going to start driving over. Maybe you're going to the LAFC game. Maybe you're coming downtown to Crypto tonight or whatever it is, and bam, another car hits you. Then imagine if the next day the insurance company calls you again and says, you feel okay, but a few days later you start feeling pain. Well, unfortunately, the insurance company recorded your call and they've got your statement saying you felt okay, By doing that, you probably cost yourself thousands upon thousands of dollars in compensation. Instead of trying to handle an accident by yourself, next time you're in an accident, immediately call my friend Jacob. Nobody plans on it, but when it happens, you want to call Jacob. Jacob will speak to the insurance company on your behalf. You won't innocently say the wrong thing and damage your case. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember...
accident or injury. Call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. Wheel of Questions time. And let's give it, let's see what you guys do with this.
Change the batteries.
What weird thing would you make socially acceptable if you could? What weird thing would you make socially acceptable if you could?
Blowing your nose in public.
Thank you. Yeah. That's one of mine. That's one of mine, yeah, on see, my list. Go. Ireland, socially acceptable if you could.
Legalized sports gambling everywhere.
Oh, I think that's totally great.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I mean, we got initiatives on the ballot on Tuesday.
Maybe which I hear are both going to lose.
I heard they're both going to lose, too. Yeah, Bergman, what about you?
Sandals on airplanes.
Oh, gross.
Oh, you're saying gross? You're going to call something I do gross.
But, Greg, I got shamed into something.
Okay.
And I want you, maybe you guys will say it's a good thing. So, you know, you guys know that your feet swell on airplanes.
No, did not know that.
You didn't know that?
Well, the height. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so if
only your feet or does everything
swell? When I used to, I don't have to worry about this problem anymore because I used to wear dress shoes to all the Laker road games. And I would, because I was mostly in East Coast cold weather cities,
right,
I'd wear thick socks.
Okay.
So the combination of thick socks and dress shoes got pretty uncomfortable on a 4 or 5 hour flight. So I would take off my shoes.
Okay. Leave your socks on.
Yeah. Which were pretty thick.
Yeah.
And one time somebody shamed me because I went to the bathroom in my thick socks and came back and they go, you know, those bathrooms are pretty gross.
Bathrooms are gross.
I can't believe you're not wearing shoes. And I go, these socks are really thick. Doesn't matter. Is that, and now I don't do it anymore. Now I leave my shoes on in planes because now you can wear tennis shoes with suits.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But would you guys have gone back to your shoes? I got shamed into putting my shoes back on.
First of all, I never would have done it.
Yeah.
Because airplane bathrooms are like the grossest.
But I'm not, it's not like I'm barefoot.
Yeah.
I'm in pretty thick socks.
You're putting them in your shoes and then
right,
your shoes are filthy inside and it just seems
no,
like.
No, I mean, I could argue that wearing my shoes into the airport bathroom and then wearing those shoes to the hotel would make it worse.
Yeah, true, true.
You know?
Yeah, Bergman, why sandals and socks?
Well, sandals and socks.
Sandals.
Well, Greg, if you like sandals and socks, just join the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
That's like standard.
You need slides for that, which is totally fine. A completely
but you're talking about
thing.
Sandals
yeah, look,
without socks on a plane.
I like wearing sandals. I like being comfortable. I used to wear sandals on the planes. I have been shamed into wearing shoes. I just wish it was socially acceptable to wear sandals on a plane.
Jorge, anything come to mind?
No, nothing.
All right, somebody just tweeted us, Mace, normalize smoking weed in public. I think that's going to happen.
It kind of already is.
It's kind of, but still, it's like cigarettes. You can't smoke in like really congested
well, in
areas.
The parking garage at LA Live, it's a daily occurrence.
Correct,
so there
correct.
You go.
I've got a number of them. Eating in bed?
Yeah.
No, that's not okay.
That's never going to catch on.
Taking your laptop to the bathroom? Yeah.
Taking your laptop to your bathroom at home. Completely acceptable. Doing it to a public restroom is weird.
Yeah, I do.
Sometimes, drinking out of a cup that you left in there for an hour?
Yeah, that's weird too.
Yeah, you guys are. I'm not the boy in the plastic bubble. I'm not afraid
of
stuff.
No, you are definitely not that.
You're the opposite.
Yeah.
All right, John, you golf. John, you golf.
Amanda, by the way, Amanda texted me.
And she said, I'm turning off this effing show if you keep playing that smoke.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in and you're wondering what that beeping sound is, they're making fun of me because the neighbors next door have not replaced the batteries in their smoke detector.
And because Mason is an isolationist, he doesn't know his neighbors, and he has no way of getting a hold of them to tell them to do it. So it would be weird.
I think her name is Tanya. Tanya, okay. Are you listening?
Would it be weird if you went over there and disconnected it? That's all you did. You just walked in, unplugged it.
Break into the house?
But you did nothing other than unplug it and left a note on the door saying, hey, your smoke alarm was going off.
I broke into your house?
It was really bothering us, so we disconnected it. I hope you don't mind. Any questions? Here's my number. I would do that.
Or it's a 9-volt battery, those squared ones.
Yeah.
Tape it to her door. With a note.
Yeah, but so what? I still have to deal with the beeping.
Are you fairly certain they're out of town?
Nobody's home.
Okay.
Nobody's been home for
a
month.
So that won't work if you tape a battery. Yeah.
So here's the plan.
They have no pets. They have no reason. It's just shut.
Nobody. Empty house.
Okay.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wrap a towel around my hand. I'm going to break through a window.
Okay.
I'm going to reach around, unlock the door, sneak in. I mean, seriously, is that what you want me to do? How else would I get in except for breaking in?
No, everybody has a Heidi key.
I'd get a B&E.
Everybody has a Heidi key somewhere.
So that's what I should do is go
find
over
the Heidi
and
key.
Search for the Heidi
sure.
key.
Just look at all the rocks. It's usually under the rock.
It is under the rock. Or it's under the plant.
Yeah, under the plant.
Under the doormat. By the way, it's unbelievable how many people just leave their key under the doormat.
No one will figure that out.
No, not at all. All right, so John, I found a guy named Nolan Krentz.
Okay, hi, Nolan.
He played 17,820 holes of golf in a year.
17,000.
That is the equivalent of 59 holes a day.
Okay.
For an entire year. Now, how many holes do you think you play in a year?
He's at 17,000.
Oh, you can actually say?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's at 17,820. Clearly, it's some sort of full-time job. He's well off and he doesn't have to work.
So, because I have a handicap, I post every round that I play.
Okay.
It says number of scores. Can I do year to date? It only has 20 in here, but I've played more than 20 times this year.
Well, estimate.
I would say, what month are we in? November?
November.
I would say I played 12 times a month for the first 10 months. So that's 120 rounds.
More than that. Oh, 120. How many holes?
Well, times 18.
That's a lot of golf.
120 times 18, right?
Yeah, that's a lot of golf.
I've got a calculator out now.
Good for you.
20 times. Hey, I should be a lot better. that's how many holes?
2,160 holes.
So far this year.
You are shy by about, he's at 17,820. That guy's got no job. He's just golfing every day.
Well, that would be me if I get canceled.
No.
If I get canceled, that's all I'm doing. I'm just going to
play golf. You're just
going to
go play golf?
Why not?
Yeah, I need more going on.
No, it doesn't take the whole day.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like...
He's playing 59 holes a day.
Yeah, he takes the whole day.
Yeah, he's taking the whole day.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, shout out, Major Payne. This is the best bit ever. # smoke detector beep.
people in the community are very angry.
I hope Juan is listening because he will be infuriated that this is going, because he's hearing it twice. He's hearing it from the actual house and then from the radio.
I think he has tuned us out.
I think a lot of people are tuning us out right now.
People in the mafia are very angry. Look, the mafia is always right. I would say, do we kill? No.
All right, Kobe Forever says, WTF is Ireland talking about? I'm Team Mace here. I would get shot for touching the doorknob of my neighbors.
Yes!
Ireland is living in fairyland. Now he's asking Mace to commit a felony.
It is a B&E.
It really is.
Yeah, in my neighborhood, it wouldn't be a felony.
Well, because the doors aren't locked.
Although during the pandemic, my house flooded, all right? And I needed, I took every towel I had in my house because I was trying to save my wood floors.
Yeah.
It really didn't work. I had to replace most of them. But I was, so I'm throwing every towel on the floor. And then I'm throwing towels in the dryer, trying to stay ahead of the flood.
Right.
It was just a torrential rainstorm. And there was somehow, the outside of my house wasn't sealed.
Yep.
So I knew my neighbors, Joe and Cindy, down the street were out of town.
Right.
And I knew their, I knew how to get into their house. So I texted her and I said, hey, Cindy, I am dealing with a flood. Can I go use your washer and dryer? And she said, yeah, sure. You know, whatever. It was kind of good because I had a mask on. I had COVID too.
Oh, you this had is COVID.
When I was quarantined with COVID.
Okay.
So I had, it's pouring rain.
Yeah.
I've got a hoodie on. I'm carrying 20 wet towels, walking into her garage to throw them in the dryer. And three of my neighbors just saw a guy with a hoodie and a mask on and came over to confront me. Who are you? What are you doing? I said, guys, it's me. It's John, Ireland. I have COVID. You can't come any closer to me. And yeah. It was like the biggest cluster because they went, wait, who are you? No, you're not. I know John. I'm like, take off the hoodie. Take off the mask. Stop. Stop. Like, but wait, I got through it. But it was like the weirdest confluence
of
events.
Yeah, that is weird. Hey, listen, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has got their inductions going on tomorrow night at Microsoft. Right over here. Do you know, Jimmy Jam is going to join us here in a minute. He and Terry Lewis, the mega producers, are going into the Hall of Fame tomorrow night. We'll have to look up and see who else is going in with them. But Jimmy Jam is going to...
Huge, huge NBA fan.
Yeah, big NBA fan. Jimmy Jam is going to join us next. Talk about that tremendous honor tomorrow night at Microsoft Arena. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.